Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Eva Rosenberg being back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're going to very soon celebrate her 19th anniversary with us. And she is, as you know, a syndicated columnist. She is the tax mama. And she's an enrolled agent. She teaches people how to do that stuff, and is one of the. She knows more about small business taxes than almost anybody else on the planet. Her new book is called Deduct Everything. I like the way that sounds, don't you? And she's our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
I like the way you think when you with the title of your book.
Well. Deduct Everything was last year. This year, it's Small Business Taxes Made Easy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The new one. The brand spanking new one. I've got that one right here. What's wrong with me? I've got both of them.
You've got them both.
Yeah, the third edition.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. So that's, I'm so excited about Deduct Everything, though. I just couldn't get it off my mind.
I know. Isn't that a great title?
I love it. But folks, this is the Bible. Small Business Taxes Made Easy, third edition, right?
It's the third edition, and it's really designed to be a lot more than a textbook. It's designed to be something you can use on a day-to-day basis to get you through building a successful business and keeping your taxes low.
Right, absolutely. So, all right, I want you to give us an update on the Affordable Care Act and where people are. Do people need to worry about it anymore?
Well, of course, it's still not gone, but... President Trump signed an executive order almost the very first thing that he did, abolishing the penalties and other related provisions of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and don't count on anything changing with that immediately, folks. It still has to go through Congress to be turned into a law, and it still has to go through the IRS to be interpreted as a procedure.
Promulgated.
So, promulgate, I love that word. So here's what I recommend that you do. If you're facing penalties because you didn't have enough insurance, didn't have the right insurance, or got canceled by your insurer who pulled out of state, put your tax return on extension.
Right.
If you put it on extension, within the next couple of months, this is going to be put into writing, or as Jim says, it will be promulgated, and then you'll be able to file your tax return without the penalties, and the software will have the tool in it.
Hasn't President Trump already told the agencies that whatever you were going to do to punish people or to hold them accountable under ACA, don't do that? Hasn't he basically told them to stand down?
Right. That's what the executive order was. But now it needs to be put into a procedure.
Right.
You know, so it needs to be put into some kind of format that goes into the tax code and the budget codes and everything else and law. And so that's a beginning. It's not the end. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen before the extensions are over in October, hopefully before the summer.
Right, absolutely. So check that out, folks, and ask your professional, ask your folks that you deal with, you know, who help you with that, to make sure they can give you the most important. But the good news, Eva, is we're going to get rid of this thing, this horrible law that never should have been part of our life. We're going to get rid of this thing.
Well, we're going to get rid of some parts of it. The fact is, it's historic, just like Social Security was. Everybody hated it. They're still fighting it. But that's the first time this country ever had anything that had people getting health insurance. So not all bad, and some of it's going to stay. But your tax professionals are still up in the air about what to do with this new executive order. So that's why I say everybody's in conflict. That's why I say time to put it on extension. We have a lot
just don't
to
worry
sort
about
out.
It. Just don't worry about it. A lot is going to be cleared up between now and October 15th on a personal on a personal extension. But so do you recommend go ahead and doing it now instead of waiting until April to do an extension?
You can do the extensions early. There's nothing to prevent doing an extension early.
Why are you thinking about it? Get off the table, off your desk. Just go to IRS.gov and make it happen, right?
You can go to IRS.gov.
Can they link?
Go
they can link there from your website, can't they?
If they go to taxmama.com and click on Ask a Question, I'll tell them what to do.
There you go. Small Business Taxes Made Easy, third edition, folks. That's the brand spanking new book just off the press. Twain Tale, right back after these messages. Stay with me. The way he said, say goodnight,
parade on, it's a crazy feeling. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.